I don't want to take the time to go back through all the places, Psalm 118, Psalm 144, 1 Samuel 21, all kinds of places in the Old Testament, Psalm 125, where we are reminded of the nearness of God. But He is near. He is sticking closer than a brother. He never leaves us or forsakes us. He is near. So be anxious for nothing. He's your true security. Your security is not in your money, it's not in your career, it's not in your reputation, it's not in your land, your house, your investments. Your true security is in the Lord. No matter how you try to safeguard all of that, it can be gone in a flash, right? Don't be anxious, not because you've got a bank account, not because you've got yourself secure in terms of your financial plan, your retirement, or because you've just put in a multi-$1,000 security system in your house or whatever it might be. Now, just realize this, that your security comes because the Lord is near you. So don't be anxious for anything. What's there to worry about? That therein is the heart and soul of your contentment. The Lord is near. This is what makes you sleep well. Why should I worry? The Lord is near. Be anxious for nothing is stop worrying about anything. Just stop worrying about anything. Paul Reese used to relate the story of a man on a ship. It was in World War II, and the ship was being torpedoed. And this man jumped into the ocean because the ship was being torpedoed, and he was picked up by a German freighter. The experience was one of tremendous fear and stress on the nerves of the man. He was down in the hold of this German freighter. Obviously, the Germans were the enemy. And he writes this little biography, which Paul Reese related, "I began to commune with the Lord. At first I couldn't sleep," he wrote. "Then I remembered the words of Psalm 121, 'My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He that keeps thee will not slumber. Behold, he will neither slumber nor sleep.' So I said, 'Lord, there is no use both of us staying awake.'" "I'll thank you for some sleep," he said, and I got it. Don't carry God's burden. Don't lose sleep. Trust the Lord. Don't carry the burden of the future for the people you love, for the people around you, for the issues that fill your life. Go to sleep. God doesn't. Ever. Contentment, then, is the product of living in love with the saints, cultivating joy in your heart in the Lord, facing life with a patient, humble, sweet reasonableness